Today's shiur in the Deer Shoe Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Gimel Omid Beis. In the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, Yitzhak Hashem, we're going to finish off the last Ramah in Simen Resh Mem Ches and start Simen Resh Mem Tes. We begin with the last Mishneh Berurah at the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Omid Aleph, Sifkot Lamed Gimel. Mishneh Berurah is reminding us that when the Machaber said yesterday that if you're in a situation where you're stuck in the Shabbos someplace and the caravan is going, and it's Pikuach Nefashos, so we said, the Kivan, the Dvar Mitzvah Nafak, since you went out with permission for a Dvar Mitzvah, and now you're allowed Beheter to be Mechal Shabbos, so when you get into this city, you have 2,000 Amos, you have a new Tchum in this place, even though you're well beyond your Tchum. So the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot Lamed Gimel, explains, Avolim Yotzah Mitchilu Ledvar HaRishus, but if you didn't go in a proper way, you went out for something that's a rishus, not for a dvar mitzvah. Even though now, once you're on the road, you do have the heter of pikuach nefashos to continue going beyond the tchum. In this situation, however, since you went against the wishes of the chachamim, since you went within the three-day period of time when you weren't allowed to go, harehu kishar yotzi chutz l'tchum, you are considered like any other person who intentionally goes outside his tchum. The ein lo ela arba amos. That person doesn't have 2,000 additional amos, but once you're outside your tchum, you must stay in your place, which is considered dalit amos, just 4 amos, roughly 6 to 8 feet. V'im yotzi kod b'shloshi yomim, afilu d'varu rishus. But if you left with permission, i.e., even if it was a d'varu rishus, but you left on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, more than 3 days before Shabbos, even the hashdal yitzorich lotzeis mipnei pikuach nefesh, since now you have a heter to move beyond the tchum on Shabbos because of pikuach nefashos, so then in this situation, since you left with rishus, yesh lo alpayim amal l'chol ruach, you do have the additional 2,000 amos from this place beyond the tchum. We don't cancel you in this situation, as we're learning, Yitzhak Hashem, k'mo shekosav simen tav zayin. That's brought down the name of the Mogen Avraham. Furthermore, the Mishneh Berurah says, od kosav, dim halach tosh shloshi yomim, mneisha sova shimuta lelech tosh shloshi yomim. If a person didn't know this halacha, he left on Thursday, he left on Friday, he didn't know you're not allowed to leave then. Hevel leshogi, he is considered like unintentionally transgressing this idea, v'yesh lo alpayim amal l'choruach, and he too is not like a person who left the tchum intentionally, who's kansid and has only 4 amos, but he is considered like a person who was unintentionally taken outside his tchum, and he has 2,000 amos, and this is also v'chein kosu shari achronim, this is the psak of many achronim. Now we go to the Ramah, on the very top line of Yud Gimel Omud Beis. Hagar, the Ramah adds over here, and he says, Yesh Omrim, there is a more lenient opinion than the one that we discussed yesterday in the Mechaber. Shekol makum sh'odom holech l'schora. If a person is going, not for a pure Dvar Mitzvah, but he's going to make a parnasa, he's going for business purposes. O liros p'nei chaveru, or to see a friend. Also, choshev hakol Dvar Mitzvah, that's also called a little bit of Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore, ve'eno choshev Dvar HaRishus, and therefore, the definition of rishus is when a person goes purely for pleasure purposes, just to take a nice hike, just to take a nice trip. That's called dvar harishus. But going to visit a friend or going to do business, that's considered dvar mitzvah. And therefore, all of the rules that we said that apply to dvar mitzvah apply in these scenarios as well. And therefore, the Ramah says, "V'alkei noa gubik tzas makomos lohakel b'inyan haflokas hasvinos." And that's why there is a cooler that many people have taken upon themselves to allow them to go on a boat before Shabbos, v'halichos shayara, or to go in a caravan before Shabbos, even toch shlosha yomim, even on the 3 days before Shabbos, either the Thursday, Friday, as one shita said, or the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, as the other shita said. Why? Because they consider these things, going for business or even to visit somebody, kichoshim hakol l'dvar mitzvah. It is considered a little bit of dvar mitzvah, and therefore they take upon themselves this kula to allow this type of trip. The ein limchos b'yadam, and the Rama says, they have who to rely upon. You don't have to protest. Ho v'yesh lem amishi yismochu, because there are opinions that say that this is true. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Dalet explains, afilu yesh lo mizonos, even if the person has adequate food, and he's going off in business in order to make more money. Not that he needs it for a living. He has, Baruch Hashem, enough money for a living. He's putting it away for a rainy day. He's putting it away to buy a luxury. He's doing it for purposes of harvacha, extra money. That is still considered over here a dvar mitzvah, according to this lenient opinion that the Ramah brings down. Likewise, v'ligvos mos b'ena Yehudi shuchole, if your business trip over here is to go collect money from a non-Jewish person who is sick, and you won't be able to get it from him otherwise, kolot she'eno goses lo mikra psei davadois. He brings that from the Magen Avraham, that unless he's on his deathbed, so then you can't say that that's an absolutely a good mitzvah reason for you to go, because maybe he won't pass away, even though he's sick. So unless he's really in the end of life, he's a goses, so then, in this situation, it's not called a pseudo vadois unless he is a goses. El Yerabba disagrees. El Yerabba Meikel was there. He's much more lenient. He says, how is this any different than going for business? If you're telling me that going for business is allowed, so to over here, going to collect money from a non-Jewish person who's sick, who you're afraid you won't be able to collect it after he dies, so this is permissible as well. And therefore, the El Yerabba is Meikel, and he says, he says, this is also a Dvar Mitzvah enough that a person would be allowed to leave within 3 days of Shabbos. He tells us as well, this ideas of going on the boat will be discussed in greater detail when we get to that point in Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Lamed Tes. Finally, Sivkot and Lamed Hei, you're allowed to go with the caravan, the Das Magen Avraham, B'Shem Kama Poskim, the Ba'alichas Shayara Ein L'Hokyal. Here, the Magen Avraham is, and others, are more machmir and say that maybe with a boat there may be a heter, but not over here with the shayaru, the caravan, as opposed to what the Ramah said. And the last sif, cotton, lamed vav, you don't have to protest if you see somebody taking these coolers lemaisa. He says, avo b'mokum shalonagu l'hakya, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down in a place where the minog is not to do this, ein kedai l'chatril l'hakil, then one should not be makil l'chatrila, because the kama poskim sovereign the bayina mitzvah gemurah, because there are poskim that say that you do require a real mitzvah gemurah, absolute mitzvah, not this little bit of a mitzvah of making a parnasa. Dishifut number 23 has a very important idea. If you have a doctor that's on call, so he's in the hospital Friday afternoon, is he allowed to go home Friday in the afternoon when it's not yet Shabbos, even though he knows he's going to have to come back on Friday night, because that's when he's on call? So it says, Rofe Toren, an on-call doctor, Hanimtza Bebeis Cholim, who's already in the hospital on Erev Shabbos. Vim Yeh Minusok Mimishpachto Belel Shabbos Yisbat Luhu Mishtachto Miyonik Shabbos. If he doesn't go home and have the Friday night meal with him, his call starts at midnight. If he doesn't go home Friday afternoon, when it's absolutely hetter for him to go home, and he will not have then Onik Shabbos with his family, and he and his family will both suffer a lack of Onik Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman Paskins in this situation, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Mutur lo lazov es beis hacholim, the Erev Shabbos, he's allowed to leave on Friday afternoon, beheter. Even though he knows he's going to have to come back on Shabbos in order to take care of the sick people there who have a sakana, so there's a heter for him to go and travel on Shabbos to take care of them. Nevertheless, we don't force him to stay in the house, in the hospital on Erev Shabbos just because he's going to be on call Shabbos night, 12 o'clock, let's say. Because his going home is considered a tzorach mitzvah. However, Rishlom Zalman Paskins Lehokel, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, and the Igris Moshe says no. Ala Rofe Lolun Beveis Acholim Omasamachlo. He says the doctor doesn't have a heter to go home knowing that he's going to have to come back and be Mechal Shabbos. And he says either stay in the hospital or stay nearby, but you won't have to be Mechal Shabbos. Kidei Shelo Yitztorech Linsoa B'Shabbos Lebeis Acholim, in order that you shouldn't have to travel on Shabbos to the hospital. And he adds, Shala Rofe Lasus Kane. And the doctor should do this, even if it's going to mean he's going to have a total lack of real Onik Shabbos. He won't even have wine for Kiddush, and he won't have a good Suda. He'll have to live off a piece of bread that they have packaged. He's going to have to live off a can of Ensure. So in that situation, he still has to stay in the hospital according to Rav Moshe. Furthermore, here's a similar idea, that if a person knows that if he fasts on some Gedalia, which is of course the third day of Tishrei, and there's a chashash that he won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur because he's so weakened, so the Eshel of Rami Bachach brings down, he should fast on some Gedalia, and he'll worry about then what will happen on Yom Kippur. He says this is similar to the analogy that you're allowed to travel 3 days after Shabbos and get on a boat on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because we don't concern ourselves yet with the Chilul Shabbos that will occur in the future. So to over here, some Gedalia is some Gedalia, fast on some Gedalia, and we'll worry about Yom Kippur afterwards. That concludes Simon Reish Mem Ches. And now we begin Reish Mem Tes, which deals with Dinim Hashayochim Le'erev Shabbos. How should a person conduct himself on Erev Shabbos in order to properly bring in the Shabbos? This is a huge problem for everybody nowadays. no matter whether Shabbos is early or Shabbos is late, it's always very difficult to be on time for Shabbos. So this siman is a very important siman, teaching us the proper perspective and the proper way we should conduct ourselves on Erev Shabbos. So the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Ein holchem b'Erev Shabbos yosem yisholosh parsos. A person should never travel in general on Erev Shabbos more than a distance of 3 parsos. A parsos is 4 mil. A mil is roughly a kilometer. So here we're talking about 3 times 4, so 12 kilometers roughly. Why? We tell you not to travel so much on Erev Shabbos in order that you'll be guaranteed that you'll make it home to your house, wherever you're staying, on Erev Shabbos, well in advance of Shabbos. And this way, and you'll be able to properly prepare the Suda for Shabbos the way it should be brought in. And this is true, this din, the Mechaber says. Whether you're going to somebody else's house for Shabbos, or you're going to your own house for Shabbos, but you're far away right now. You should only do this if it's going to be a trip of less than 12 kilometers, roughly. Shalosh parsos. Now the Mechaber qualifies this, and he says, however, v'hani mili, this is true, kishu b'yishuv, v'mokum shucha l'hochin tzarchei Shabbos. That's assuming that where you are right now, you'll be able to make a very nice, beautiful Shabbos. You'll be able to get all the food and all the needs that you have for Shabbos. That's, in that situation, don't travel more than 3 parsos to get to your home or to somebody else's house, because you have everything for Shabbos right there. And if you have to travel so much, you may end up coming in after Shabbos or cause people to be mechal Shabbos for you. But if where you are right now, abel in b'makom shu sham, ef shalol lahochin tzarchei Shabbos, the place we are right now, you're stuck someplace in an airport, let's say, and there is no food over there, there's no Shabbos over there, there's nothing over there in that area. If you get on the plane, it's an hour flight, you'll be able to go and get to your house well within what you think is the appropriate period of time, an Erev Shabbos. Or, for example, Oshein Amokum Yishuv Batuach, you're out someplace in a dangerous neighborhood, and if you were to stop over here, because you say, well, I have to go more than 3 parsos, I have to go more than the 12 mil over here, so I better stop over here. But it's a very dangerous neighborhood. Ein makom yishuv batuach. Then, in all of these situations that we just said, mutar leilech afilu kama parsos, then you're allowed to travel well more than 3 parsos to get to a place where you can have a proper Shabbos and where it's safe. Finally, the Mechaber concludes, v'im sholach leodiyam shuholich shom Shabbos. If you sent that a messenger to say, I'm coming for Shabbos, so the people there will have time to prepare for your food for Shabbos, then mutar leilech kama parsos b'chol gavna. Then you would be allowed to travel a longer distance, because you're not going to have to prepare and leave time when you get there to prepare for Shabbos. It's already being prepared for you. Now, this is a big mouthful. This Mechaber is a very, very important Mechaber. We'll see what's really nogea for us, halach lemaisa, but the concept of preparing properly for Shabbos is 100% nogea lemaisa. Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkat Aleph, this 3 parsos that we're talking about, that you're not supposed to travel more than that, it's from the beginning of the day. You start this count, so to say, mitchilas hayom, v'ukarov l'shlish hayom, and this is roughly going to be a third of the day. It's actually 3/10 of a day, because 3 parsos is 3 parsos, and a person can travel kefi mahalich adam benoni eser parsos biyom, and a normal person traveled 10 parsos in a day. So if we're saying you can travel a distance of 3 parsos, it means you can go 3/10 of the day. So starting from the beginning of the day, 3/10 of that day, you're allowed to travel. After that, you should already be in the place where you're going to be for Shabbos. Tisha foot number 1 reminds us that the shear of a parsa is what I've already said, which is 4 mil, which is roughly a mil is a kilometer. And we've already spoken out previously, he reminds us as well, that how long is this distance? It's the time it takes a person to roughly walk 18 minutes to 24 minutes. Different opinions as to how long this is, 18, 22.5, 24 minutes to walk a mil. Dishavu number 2 brings down the af bi'arbe shabbosos shabbos akayitz. Now, this period of time that we're saying you should walk 3 mil, well, you can walk a much longer period of time if the hour is longer. In the summer, an hour may be, the halachic hour is really an hour and 8 minutes in our area in New York here, where the longest that an hour will be, if you divide it up into shows, manios, so an hour can be around an hour and 8 minutes, an hour and 10 minutes, an hour and 12 minutes. So you obviously can walk longer distance in an hour and 10 minutes than you can walk in an hour. So he says, we don't make any distinction between the winter months when the hour is shorter, it may be only 48 minutes as opposed to an hour and 12 minutes in the summer, versus different times of the year. Low plug, across the board, this distance of 3 parsos is the distance that the rabbis instituted. Likewise, it doesn't make any difference whether you're a fast walker or a slow walker, it's a difficult road, it's an uphill road, it's a downhill road. We don't make any difference. The assumption is 10 parsos a person walks in a day. So 3/10 of that's how far you can travel or leave your house or go to some other place on Erev Shabbos. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, Ubinose Bagola. Now that's what we've been talking until now about a person walking. But if you're traveling via wagon today, by a car, a train, or a plane, or Rochev Asus, you're riding on a horse, any means of mechanized travel that we have, Baruch Hashem, today, the Noseya Bimheira goes much faster. So then this distance of 12 kilometers is not used. You can go much, much further than that. And here, he tells you, you can travel for the first third of the day. So in our idealized day, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., so you can travel till 10 o'clock. After that, you shouldn't travel. However, he then brings down, if you're using mechanized travel like we have nowadays, then we are nohig to be more makel, according to the Bach. You can even travel, you can even travel in the afternoon, after chatzos. But you must make certain, you must stop, and wherever you're going to stop, make sure that you'll have enough time, that you can properly prepare wherever you're going to stop for the needs for Shabbos. The explanation behind this is brought down in Dirshufut number 3 from the Prima Gadim, that when a person travels with a wagon, or today a car, or a mechanized transportation, you're much better able to go and estimate how long it's going to take. You plug into your Waze or your GPS, and it tells you this travel will take 1 hour and 14 minutes. So you know exactly how long it's going to take. As opposed to a person walking, you may get tired, you may get stopped, you may be thirsty, so all sorts of things can delay you. He does bring down, however, from Nissan Karla Shlita, that one should make sure that even with the travel time, that you give yourself enough time for the inevitable complications that occur or the traffic that will arise. So you should build that into your estimation of how long it's going to take, even if you're going via a vehicle. Sivkot and Beis. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you're going into your house, Hainu L'makom Sheshoveh Shabbat, Lav Dafka means your house, it means the place that you're going to stay for Shabbos. Or Sheholech L'Beis, so Sivkot and Gimel, Vavshu M'chavin Shebeveis, so Yelo Yoser Onik Shabbos. The reason why he wants to go to his house rather than stop over here and stay in this hotel is because in his own house he'll have a much bigger Onik Shabbos. Nevertheless, Mikol Makom Asur, if he's going to have to travel too long a distance and we're concerned that it's going to cause trouble, so then it's better to stay in this hotel where you are now with less Onik Shabbos than to take the risk of traveling to your house where there'll be more Onik Shabbos. Why? Shemelo Yedu Klabim B'Yoso. Because you know what? The people in your house aren't expecting you. And therefore, V'lo Echinu B'Shilo, they didn't prepare any food for you. And therefore, you're actually going to cause Chilul Shabbos because they're going to start preparing for you Erev Shabbos and leading into Shabbos, Ben HaShmashos, they're still cooking for you because they didn't expect that you were going to be there. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Umedinos Elu, nowadays, Rov Bnei Adam Mechinim Tzorchei Shabbos Revach, Baruch Hashem, even in the times of the Chafetz Chaim, and certainly nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time of plenty. We, even people that Nebuch are truly impoverished, we have various organizations and ways to hopefully provide them with a decent Shabbos. Even they, hopefully, and certainly the vast majority of people, Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem, do have a nice spread prepared for Shabbos. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is what everybody relies upon who's traveling home from work Friday afternoon, V'lochein ein ishorin bozeh klal. We don't have to be careful about this. And he brings that from Dishufut number 4, from the Kaf HaChaim, that certainly if there are food establishments that you can buy the food from, so it takes you 10 minutes to walk into the store and buy everything you need for Shabbos, as opposed to you just have to spend hours and hours slaving to make a good Shabbos. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "Ben kisholech lebeiso, ole sarach beveis achirim." And therefore, we're makel, even if you're traveling to your own house or to somebody else's house, you can rely upon the fact that there undoubtedly will be enough food, even for you, for one extra person, even if they weren't expecting you. He brings this down in the name of the Magen Avraham, who brings this down in the name of the Aguda. However, he brings down in the name of other achronim, and you see in the Shaar HaTzion Oz Hey, who those achronim are, Bach, the Prisha, the Yezuta, the Chayodim, the Shulchanatzi Shitim, and the El Yeraba is specifically over here, the Fakbek on the Divrei of the Aguda over here. And he says, V'harbi achronim reisi shekosu, the mikomokum tzorech lizor lechatkila shelo yelech o yisa at somuch lerim. Don't do it till the last minute. Even you're going by car and Waze says you're going to be home 8 minutes before Shabbos, don't rely upon that. Person should be very careful. Because, you know what happens? There's suddenly a traffic jam or an accident. And you're going to be, unfortunately, now be Mechalel Shabbos. Or Kibalu Shpiza, or Filu Bevesa, or the hotel, or the house that you're going to, even your own house. If you come in, they weren't expecting you, and now you come in very late, Kishabah Somach L'Shabbos, Mosifin L'Vashel B'Shvilo, or Mechalel Shabbos. They're going to prepare extra food for you, and they'll be Mechalel Shabbos. The Gam Kamapomim Yerah, the Lo Yagilim Olo Mevesa Meod Yom, Achach Hashaychem Amish, or you may not get there in time, and the Kamachil Shabbos Shesh Botsoa, Vachnos, or Yotzi, Michutz Lutchum, Shvisos, or Behemtam, all the possible things that could go wrong. And therefore, Better that you stop someplace than rather than go all the distance to your house. And don't let yourself tell you, Yitzhahara, tell yourself, Lo yisena Yitzhahara lomar. Don't worry, I'll get there in time. People say that, that's wrong. But if a person ends up being on the road till dark, and you did reach the tchum of the city, then like we learn in Mitzvah Shem in Simon Tov. But you have to get out of your car. And he says, look in Simon Reish Samach Vav, and it will be displayed over there in Mitzvah Shem. We have two more Mishnah Berurahs over here in Mitzvah Shem. We will do them tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.